Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M. So buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello. Welcome to the big Friday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. I love a Friday show not far away from weekend drinks. I love Friday. Hi, MG. Hi, Kat. How are you? I love the first real drink of the week is Friday lunch, right? Because we get to finish this show. It's 9. We get out of here about, you know, 9:30, 10, and you get home, you get ready, and bang, you go and pick a good eatery, a good bar, and you hold it in a siege situation for about 3 days.
Well, it's kind of, we leave here about 10 on a Friday, but it's really midday in New Zealand, so you don't feel that bad when you have your first beer. So it's just quietly. I think we've got the biggest show we've had in the 7 months or 6 months we've been together today. Today looks mega. We've got Jim Jefferies for half an hour. We've got Brad Fittler. We've got everyone.
Yes, and he's going to be great. Jim Jefferies, I'm looking forward to speaking to. It's been a while because he's been on tour. I think he's back in LA. That will be. A good catch up, and he's been shooting the lights out, I've got to say, on his new show, The 1% Club. People are watching it and loving it. I got a mention on it.
Yes.
Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't tell when.
They were talking about highly intelligent people.
Not talking about people with the same first and last name letters.
Well, yes, maybe.
Yeah. Mike Myers.
We'll get to the bottom of that. There's what? What are you doing now?
No, weirdly enough, I had dinner with someone the other night and they said to me, do you know Mick Molloy was ducks of his school? And just popped it out of nowhere. And I went,
stop it.
No, I did not know Mick Molloy was ducks of his school.
What? So, okay, let's just stop it right there. Were you ducks of your school?
Look. Yeah, but it was full of dummies. It was like a college for, it was military college. No, well, look, I used to cheat on my exams. There you go. But look, that does make me the complete package. Smart.
You are.
Smart, funny, and goes off like a firecracker in the sack. Girls. What more could you possibly want out of life? All right, big show coming up.
Tick tock, tick tock. Checking the latest online. No. It's Mick Talk.
Guys, this comes up every so often, and if it's the only bit of advice I ever give you, lock this down. Get the rules of your syndicate when you're betting in a syndicate for the lotteries. All right, you've got a group ticket.
Yep.
Nail down the rules, because every time the big one goes off, someone's left behind or someone's ruled out, court action ensues, and great friendships are ruined for life. There's a guy now suing his coworker after they excluded him from a $50 million lottery win because he was on vacation.
Oh, wow.
Now, this bloke had been in a lottery with 24 of his coworkers for years. He claimed he was a regular player in the Bombardier Plant employee lottery pool and, in fact, was the one who started it. So when each player was awarded more than $1.9 million as part of the win, he was excluded.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because he was away on holiday, he decided to sue, and they've settled out of court, and he has got a payout. But you know what? This is not an isolated story. How many times have you gone? I know a bloke who had, we went into one at Triple M in Melbourne, and we had a usual ticket, and he's gone in and come back and gone, and we go, how'd we go? He goes, our ticket didn't win, but my other ticket won third division.
Wow.
And you go, what do you mean your other ticket? He goes, well, he went down and got two tickets, our syndicate ticket and his ticket. And he never gave or presented which ticket prior to the lottery. Oh. So afterwards he goes, oh, no, yeah, ours didn't win, but mine did well.
I've got the biggest heartache story you'll ever hear. I know a bloke, when he was 10 years of age, his mum and dad used to always put the pool balls on or Tats Lotto, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And one day his mum was in bed with a bad back, and she said, John, can you take this down, put the numbers on? and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And because he thought, you know, the mum and dad, they won't know. I'm just going to change the numbers to my numbers. that night, as they were watching, he was in his room doing something, and he heard his mum and dad shouting as loud as they could, "Yes, yes." And he walked out, and they said, "What's going on?" They said, "We've just won the lotto at $1.3 million. And he looked at him, and he said, "No, I changed the numbers." Oh. As a 10-year-old. He's now 53, 54. What about his life?
He's still paying off that debt to his parents.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's one for you. This was another story from when I was in Melbourne. This guy at, like, the Ford plant or something had been in it with all his mates. And they said, how'd we go this weekend? He goes, "No, we didn't win anything. Anyway, he then retired and didn't go to work. Anyway, one of his mates who was in the syndicate, he'd ordered flowers to his house. So his mate, who's like a delivery guy, knocks on the door. The door opens. Inside the house is like his new hot girlfriend. And in the garage, there's a Lamborghini. And a Porsche. He goes, "What's going on, mate?" He goes, I thought you retired because you were injured. He goes, "Oh, yeah. Nah, don't worry about it. Who's that?" "Oh, this is my new girlfriend, like an 18-year-old supermodel." Anyway, his mate, he's dropped off the thing, goes back to work and goes, "Mate, I don't know what's going on." They did an investigation. The ticket did win. It was worth about $40 million.
Wow.
And he had never told any of his mates. But he only got busted because he'd organised flowers in one of his mates. So what's the lesson we're saying here today?
Have rules. Have rules and regulations when you're going into a syndicate.
Yep.
And I think we should go into one, guys.
No. What do you think? No, because you'll take it all.
You would not tell us.
I would. No. I would leave town in a heartbeat.
Yep.
I'm going to.
See ya. See you guys. Joy getting up at 6 every morning. I'm done. I'm on a boat in the Bahamas. Ha ha.
I'll track you down, baby.